on the video. The video is coming next time. With your permission. This Shabbat, Bezrat Hashem, Parashat Behar B'chukotai. Parashat Behar, the Torah starts by Daber Hashem and Moshe Behar Sinai Lemo. Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, on Har Sinai. Comes the Gemara and says, why does it say over here that Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai? Usually the Torah doesn't say where did Hashem speak to Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the common thing in the Torah, it says, "Vadaber Hashem el Moshe lemor." Hashem speaks to Moshe. This week's parasha starts, Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai. And Har Sinai means when Moshe Rabbeinu was at Shamayim to accept the Torah, that's called Har Sinai. On Har Sinai, we got 10 commandments on Chag HaShavuot. Immediately after Chag HaShavuot, Moshe went upstairs and learned with HaKadosh Baruch Hu what we call all the Torah and Torah Shebaal Peh. All the mitzvot, everything Hashem taught Moshe Rabbeinu within 40 days he spent there. This is what it means, Vayedaber Hashem and Moshe Behar Sinai, it refers to that time. From Zayin B'Sivan, Chet B'Sivan, Moshe went upstairs, and Hashem told him something. The Gemara asks, how come over here it says, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe Behar Sinai, everything Moshe learned on Har Sinai? What the Torah is going to teach us, that Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai, דבר אל בני ישראל ואמרת עליהם כי תבואו אל הארץ אשר אני אתן לכם ושבת עד שבת להשם. This is a special מצווה את כל שמיטה in ארץ ישראל. When we come to ארץ ישראל, so the Gemara says 7 years took to capture ארץ ישראל, 7 years took to divide ארץ ישראל for everybody, then they started the counting. They counted 6 years, and the 7th year is called Shemitah. And then they counted another 6 years, and the 7th year is called Shemitah. Cycle of 7 years, then 7 times 7, 7 cycles, then the 50th year is called Yovel. The Torah says this is really what Hashem told Moshe on Har Sinai, the mitzvah Shemitah, mitzvah Yovel. What is really the mitzvah all about? This is the 7th year is called Shemitah. Shemitah mainly in this week's parasha is you're not allowed to plow, not allowed to seed. That's the main thing. It's only in Eretz Israel. Every 7 years is Shemitah. In our time, it's a machloket, it's from Hashem, from Chachamim. Since not all of us are there. How important this mitzvah is? Comes the Gemara and based again on 2 sentences in the Torah. In this week's parasha, Parashat Behar and Parashat Bechukotai. And first in Parashat Behar. From the Torah, and the Torah says, what will happen if Chas Shalom, somebody got very, very poor, he lost all his money, and he's going to sell his house, he's going to sell his field, and then the Torah says, what happened if he's so poor that he's going to sell himself to a Jew, and what will happen if he sells himself to a Goy? Says the Gemara, well, you know, all those What will be is the consequence of somebody did not keep Shemitah. So if he did not keep Shemitah, what do you mean he didn't keep Shemitah? Says the Gemara, he sold some produce that grew on the 7th year. The halacha is the 7th year not allowed to plow, not allowed to seed. And whatever grows belongs to everybody. Says the Gemara, even though that you own this house and you own this field and you own this orchard, the 7th year, you don't own it. You have to open up the gate, you have to open up the fence, everybody can come and get whatever he wants. And you're not allowed to do any business with that produce. You cannot sell it. It's called hefker, belongs to everybody. What happens, says the Torah, if someone went and he sold the tomato, he sold a cucumber, he sold a grape, he sold a raisin, something that is grew on the seventh year. Says the Gemara, it's called Socher Beperot Shvi'it, made business with this kind of fruits, vegetables that grow in Shnat Shemitah. Gonna lose all his money. Gonna lose all his money. Gonna lose his house. He's gonna lose his field. He's gonna lose his fortune completely. He's gonna have to sell himself to be a slave. First, a slave to a Jew. Eventually, he's gonna be a slave to a goy. So when you read the Torah and you read all those halachot the Torah talks about, what happens if somebody wants to sell his house, somebody wants to sell his field, what happens if somebody sells himself to be a slave, how to act to him, it says it's not just stories, this is a connection. This is all starts from Shemitah. If somebody did not keep the Shemitah, not that he plowed or seeded, he didn't plow any seed, but he made some kind of business, he sold one tomato. So what is the big deal? He lost everything. It's very strange that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is so upset about this guy that sold one tomato. Second thing the Gemara says, this is again a pasuk in Parashat Bechukotai. The Parashat Bechukotai, we find 49, if we may say, curses that Moshe Rabbeinu warns us if we're not going to keep the mitzvot. And then he emphasizes and says, you should know that this is in the consensus that if you don't keep the Shemitah, you're going to end up coming out of Eretz Israel, exile. Here comes the Gemara and says, it's Nabi Yirmiyahu, his prophet. What he said in Yerushalayim before the destruction of Beit HaMikdash, said, you should know you're going to go down to exile. And his book, he writes, going to be 70 years of exile. And Belshazzar, the king of Babel, Iraq, and Ahasuerus both knew that kind of prophecy. This was the prophecy. The prophecy, you're going to go out of Eretz Israel. It says, why are you going to go out of Eretz Israel? You can not say because you did a lot of things. But you're going to end up being outside 70 years. How did you get this number 70 years? It says the Gemara, if you calculate how many Shemitot and Yovel, that every 7 years, Am Yisrael should have rested, should not have plowed, should not have seeded, should not have made business with the produce, because they didn't keep it, then you end up, the calculation will be 70 years. For 70 years was the Gezerah, we should be in exile. And the Kadosh had in mind, actually, destroy Beit HaMikdash. But, you can rebuild another one. Whatever. You don't have to wait 70 years. Why you waited 70 years? This is because Hashem was so upset you didn't keep Shemitah. Because we plowed. So, Hashem said you're going to be outside of Israel for 70 years because we didn't keep Shemitah. He says, that's what Hashem worries about. Because somebody plowed. It's one of the 630 mitzvot. Why Hashem is so upset about it? That Chas Shalom, somebody does business with the produce of that grew on the 17th of Shemitah, he's going to lose all his fortune, he's going to end up to be a slave, and also he's going to get, as a nation, we're going to leave the country, we're going to be in exile, and we're going to be in exile the amount of years that we did not keep Shemitah. Very, very strange. This is the halacha that Hashem told Moshe on Har Sinai, and that's how the Torah starts. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe behar Sinai lemor, Hashem spoke to Moshe. What did Hashem speak to Moshe about? Those halachot we just spoke about Shemitah. And the question is, everything was taught to Moshe on Har Sinai. And then, why did Hashem choose to write here, this is parasha, by the Be'er Hashem and Moshe b'Har Sinai? Everything from Har Sinai. Everything Moshe learned over there. And the Gemara says, well, to teach you, to tell you something. When somebody is going to ask you, where did this halakha come from? You tell him, this is from Har Sinai. He says, how do you know? He says, all the halachot, everything, all the mitzvot, everything, all the Torah came from Har Sinai. He says, how do you know? Here it says over here, the text, black on white, Vayedaber Hashem Moshe b'Har Sinai. You see, it says Har Sinai. Well, but it says only over here. It doesn't say any place. It should have said in every place. The Gemara says, no, that's not necessary. Hashem decided to write it in one spot. And the whole Torah we're going to learn from this spot. It means the role model of Har Sinai is this mitzvah of Shemitah. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided in this week's parasha to write it. And the Be'er Hashem and Moshe Be'Har Sinai to teach us, to let us know that the mitzvah of Shemitah was taught to Moshe Rabbeinu on Har Sinai. And that is going to shine and tell on all the other mitzvot in the Torah that everything was from Har Sinai. And again, the question is, what if does it make if Hashem taught and told it to Moshe on Har Sinai? Hashem could have told it to Moshe in the desert. It would be the same thing, the same energy. What does it make? Where did Hashem say and spoke to Moshe about the mitzvot? Does it have to be in Har Sinai? Can it be in Avot Moab? Can it be the last time before we went to Eretz Israel? Can it be in the desert also? Can it be after we build the Mishkan also? The Torah wants you to know that Hashem spoke and told Moshe everything on Har Sinai. So the first question is, why did Hashem want you to know that? And then, again, Hashem did not write it through the whole Torah. Hashem wrote it here, this is Parasha. And this is Parasha is going to tell you that Shemitah was taught on Har Sinai, but it's not only Shemitah, it's all the mitzvot. Shemitah is just an example, but you should know everything. So the question is, why did Hashem choose the mitzvah of Shemitah should be the example that this was taught to Moshe on Har Sinai, and from that mitzvah you're going to learn through the whole Torah. Sunday in 10 days is Chag HaShavuot. Chag HaShavuot is a very important Chag. The Gemara says you should know Chag HaShavuot, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the trees. Be'arba parkim ha'olam nidon. Hashem decided he's going to judge the trees. Aryeh says what it means, the taste of the tree. The taste. Aryeh says like this. Somebody asked Aryeh, what does the neshama eat? What does the neshama eat? He says, what is the question? The question is like this. If we think that we eat and the food gives us energy, so the neshama is a spiritual energy. The spiritual energy, so it means it doesn't eat anything. And if it doesn't eat anything, the guy asks Dari, so why if somebody doesn't eat, he dies? What happened in the neshama? Well, he can be, very weak. Lie down, and he can have the strength maybe to do something. But he cannot pronounce dead. Died. So when he died, he said hunger strike. He didn't eat. The Machshima of the Arabs. During Israel on a hunger strike, all the prisoners. They should die, amen. So somebody asked Ari, how come if somebody doesn't eat, he dies? What happened to the neshama? Where is his neshama? Ari says that neshama eats the taste of the food. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu really made so many tastes, not because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to have variety. You have an apple, you have an orange, and you have a banana, you have nuts, and you have peaches, and you have avocado, and you have a pear. So why did Hashem make all these things? You see, horse, he eats straw. And he's well, doesn't have to go to the dentist, and never goes to hospital. Usually all of them don't get sick. Usually. The one in aqueduct, they get sugar, they don't have diabetes. He says, what's the idea behind it that Hashem made for us? All these kind of fruits and vegetables. For what? Not only that, they're all in different shape. And they're all in different taste. For what Hashem made it? You go to the store, you don't know what to choose. Every few months, the new fruit comes. All he says, that's what it means. He says, all those fruits and vegetables are energy for the neshama. And in the Shema, when a person eats, not only eats, when he smells also, but smelling, it doesn't give the whole boost to the neshama. It gives a little bit energy. Actually, when you eat something, the taste, what you taste, this is the fuel for the neshama. And since the neshama of a person is made from 613 pieces, so what you eat, it says, gives energy to the pieces of the neshama in our body. And that's how the Gemara says, it says four times here, Hashem who judges. It says in Shavuot, Hashem judges the fruits. When he judges the fruits, what? Ramim says, he judges what taste the fruit will have. Sometimes you can buy something, it doesn't taste. He says, I bought last week the grapes, excellent. This week, no taste. No taste. It tastes like straw. What does it mean? It means that it doesn't have the energy for the neshama in it. So that's why Kadosh Baruch Hu decides in Shavuot. He decides in Shavuot if the fruits will have taste. Now if we won't have taste, it means we don't get energy to the neshama. So he says a person can walk on the street without a neshama. He can walk on the street with the nefesh, with a regular energy like a horse. Horse has no neshama. So straw is enough for him. He will have a neshama, he needs something else to it. He needs some other kind of energy to get inside himself. So that's how important Chag HaShavuot is. Comes the Gemara Yerushalmi, you should know, in Parashat Pinchas, when the Torah talks about Korban Musaf on the holidays, every time it says V'hikraftim, Seir Izim Echad Lechatat, almost every time it says like this. So Musaf on the Chagim, they had to bring a goat. And that goat is a sacrifice in Beit HaMikdash. On Shavuot, it doesn't say in the Torah, V'ikraftem, you should sacrifice. It says, V'asitem. You should do it. Ask the Gemara, how come it doesn't say, V'ikraftem, you should sacrifice it? You have to sacrifice it. The Torah says, no, on Shavuot, you do it. You don't sacrifice. Well, of course, that means to sacrifice. But the Torah changes the language. Says the Gemara, what it means is that on Chag HaShavuot, if you accept on yourself Torah, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to consider a person like he never seen in his lifetime. That's how important Chag HaShavuot is. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu waives all the sins, not only waives them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers like a person never seen in his life. You see how important this Chag is. And the question is, what is really behind this Chag? Who does such a thing? I come to Gemara and say a statement like this. You know, in the Shacharit, in the morning, after Baruchu, you say this, the third part of the Tefillah, it's called Lama Yetzirah. I say, we talk about the angels over there. It says, Kulam Ovim, Kulam Beurim, Kulam Giborim, and they say Kadosh Kadosh, and they say Baruch Hashem Komo. I said, let me say what the angels say. Says the Gemara, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves Am Yisrael very much. Not only loves them very much, says the Gemara, Hashem calls them and considers them as special entity. Says the Gemara, well, the first one is, of course, we know an angel. Hashem made angels in Shamayim. It's called angel malachim. Says the Gemara, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu also called them Israel malachim. Who calls malachim? Where? Doesn't say in the Torah the word malachim about them Israel. Even though it says that Moshe speaks to the king of Edom, he says we were in Egypt and Hashem sent an angel to took us out of Egypt. Of course, he means himself Moshe, but not that HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls people angels. Says the Gemara, yeah. I got you find in the Tanakh in Tehillim. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachav. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his angels. Giborecho Achoset Varo Lishmoa Bekol Dvaro. Refers to Am Yisrael. David HaMelech refers to Am Yisrael. It says, of course, Tehillim was Baruch HaKodesh. It says the whole book of Tehillim that David HaMelech made is not because he made it. Anybody can make songs. Anybody can make a book. But you want to know if whatever you wrote, it means was like something that you had what we call a muza from HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he put on top of you, and you came from your mouth what Hashem wanted you to say. It's called Shekhinah Medaber Mitoch Krono. It means Hashem speaks from inside your throat. But just to write, you know, anybody can write songs. This is the Mizmorim that we have, the Tehillim, and the Zimirot for Shabbat. It's called like Ruach HaKodesh part. This is David HaMelech, writes in Tehillim, Baruch Hu Hashem Alachav, praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his angels, says the Gemara, it means Am Israel. You praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Gibore Choach, you're very strong. Or says Varo, they do what Hashem wants. Lishmua Bekol Varo, to listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is the Gemara, this statement is about Am Israel. So, to tell you, Am Israel are being called angels. Then comes the Gemara and says, stage 2. We know Daniel, when he was praying to HaKadosh Baruch Hu while he was in Babel in Iraq, in the palace of Yimach Shimon Nebuchadnezzar, so he called the angels Kaddishim, holy. She said, well, I'm Israel also, Kedoshim to you. Hashem expects you to be Kadosh, holy. He says, Ki'am Kadosh Atah Hashem Elokecha. He says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu called Am Israel, he calls them Kadosh. He says, again, you know, you are like angels, but you should know Hashem is going to love you more. He says, what's the next one? He says, the next one. And it says, the angels are so-called standing. Standing. Am Israel, says the Gemara, also they stand as well. I says, but not, doesn't mean stand, means stand on feet. It means stay forever. That's what it means stand. So Am Israel says, Psukim in the Tanakh, it says, angels stand, and Am Israel stand. It says, no. Says the Gemara, well, but you should know Hashem loves you more than angels. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Says the Gemara, well, it says, Mizmor Shir, as we say yesterday, Yom Shlishi, Elohim Nitzav Badat Kel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called stands around, so-called, of course, the Gemara says it means the court system, Bedin, but it says mean Hashem dwells among you. It doesn't say Hashem dwells among angels. Number 4, says the Gemara, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave like part of his name to angels. It says Parashat Bereshit, the angels came downstairs. They called Elohim, Am Israel also. Ani amarti Elohim atem. Yesterday the Mizmor, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Am Israel Elohim, like his name. Number 5, says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers us as children. Angels also, it's called Bnei Elohim, also they call children. But Am Israel are by far being beloved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Sheneemar, says the Gemara, as in Yeshayahu Navi, Amusim Mini Baten. Says Yeshayahu, you should know. You, Am Israel, Amusim Mini Baten means HaKadosh Baruch Hu carries you since you were born. This is the highest level that a person can think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as Moshe Rabbeinu says, Keshir Yisrael Menet Tayonek, Parashat Baalotcha, it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only, you know, is our Father, he also takes care of us. Since we were born, he carries us. It's called Amusim. Amusim in Hebrew means being carried. Come Chachamim and say, you should know a secret. Comes Dari and says, you should know. Gemara says, the world stands on Uval Etzion. In the morning, after finish Shemona Esrei, Chachamim said, you say Uval Etzion. Says, of course, it says about that, Kadosh, 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 Baruch Hu Kvod Hashem Mekomo. If you remember, Hashem Emlech Olam Ve'ed, Gemara says, you know, but the world stands on it. Says, what is really in Uval Etzion? It's a sentence about that. It says in the sentence, again, it's being in Tehillim, I think, chapter 68, Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom, Ya'amos Lanu, HaKel Yishu'atenu Sela. Says the Gemara like this. You should know, Gemara Sanhedrin says, you should know. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to give you full hands of fortune to your hands. And this is really what's the secret of Uval Etzion. Shulchan Aruch says, you don't take tefillin before you say Uval Etzion. You don't take it. He says, Ari says, Uvad Tzion is the time that Hashem decides if he's going to fulfill the request that a person had while he was doing Shemona Esrei. When doing Shemona Esrei, you pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, give me this, give me this, give me this. So, instantly Hashem wants to give it to you. When does he want to give it to you? In Uvad Tzion. Which part in Uvad Tzion? That sentence. Baruch Hashem, the root of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ya'amos Lanu, will give us in our hands Hakel Yeshuatenu Selah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hakel, is Master of Kindness. Yeshuatenu is going to be our redemption. Selah. Selah means forever. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it says in Navi, להנחיל אוהבה יש ואוצרותיהם ימלא. הקדוש ברוך הוא said, I want to give to the ones I love so much. Yes. Yes, says the Gemara. Numerical value of the word yes is 310. ואוצרותיהם and the storage houses, המלא, I will fill. I'll fill them up. Says the Gemara, you should know, הקדוש ברוך הוא loves you as a child. He carries you since you were born. But also he takes care of you. How much he wants to give you? He wants to give you his full hands of fortune. Says the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu hands. Of course it's spiritual hands. But still, even the spiritual hand of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much bigger than the hand of Gulliver. It says, how do you expect to get inside your hands when Hashem wants to give you his full hands? Says the Gemara, don't underestimate it. That's the plan of Hashem. He wants to give every person 310 words of fortune. Says the Gemara, that's going to be when Mashiach will come. You're going to find in your hands, like a river, like a spring that produces all the time fortune. Diamonds will come out of your hands. This is from where Hashem is going to give it to you. Says the Gemara, you should know this is the whole plan of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means like this. It says you have to be called an angel. You have to be holy, this second thing. You have so-called to stand in front of Hashem. Then HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to call you Elohim. And then Hashem takes care of you like a son and give you all the fortune. Says the Gemara that this is really the goal of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He wants to give it to you. He loves to give it to you. He only wants you to be ready to accept it. You should be like a vessel to get it. But this is the idea of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I say you should know what is the root of the whole thing. The root of the whole thing, it's called Emunah. What does it mean, Emunah? Comes the Gemara and says, it based on this week's parasha, it says Shemitah. The Shemitah, you have to keep Shemitah, it means don't plow, don't sit. Says the Torah, and what would happen if you would ask, what I'm going to eat if I don't sit? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, if you don't plow and you don't sit, it's not Shemitah, whatever you had already on the sixth year is going to be ready for you enough for the next 3 years. Not just 1 year, 3 years. Because sometimes come your bed and you have to have the food enough for 3 years. So if it's 6, 7, and 8. 6, 7, 8. So Chachamim says, what is really behind it? Chachamim said, you know, this is called Emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That not only HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you what you need, he's going to triple it. This is the power of Emunah. It's not, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, I go to my business, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give me this, you know, I'll do this. No. It's much deeper than that. Not only you're going to get just whatever you think you're going to get, you can get triple. As long as you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's called Emunah. You have to trust Him 100%. This is what says, you know, this the secret of Shemitah. Shemitah means you don't plow and you don't seed. It says, what is this all about? I said, what do you think Hashem wants from you? Hashem wants to show you that He'll give you three times as much. Not just Hashem is is going to test you. Are you going to work? You're not going to work. Are you going to plow? Are you going to seed? Are you going to do business with those fruits? No. Hashem wants to show you that if you have emunah, then you're going to be an angel. What do you mean? Says the Gemara. Look. Baruch Hashem Malachav, that sentence that we mentioned before, that Am Yisrael being compelled and called angels, says the Gemara, this goes on Shomre Shemitah. A person that keeps Shemitah is an angel. What means an angel? Because an angel trusts Hashem. Angel has no questions. Angel believes 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara, you know, when Am Yisrael said Na'aseh V'Nishma, says the Gemara, this is a statement of an angel. An angel believes in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he'll do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu will tell him. He takes it upon himself with no questions. He's ready to do it. Why? Because this is his job. It says, you know, a person that keeps Shemitah, he doesn't plow, he doesn't seed, he reaches the level of an angel. Level is what? He says, this is level number one. That you call an angel. He says, you trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then you come to level number two. That you have to be holy. Then you come to level number three. That you are standing. Then you go to level number four. Hashem gives you a name of Elohim. Level number five, Hashem gives it to you. You are the son of HaKadosh Baruch. Shemitah is only something to elevate the people to be able to get what Hashem wants them to get. Come to Gemara and says, you should know, somebody doesn't work on Shemitah, is a farmer. I said, he has a field. And I come to seventh year, he doesn't plow, he doesn't seed. He says, Hashem doesn't want him. He said, what does Hashem care? What does Hashem care? What do you think? Hashem wants to have just a regular emunah that the person should know, I believe in Hashem. Like you don't go Shabbat. And you don't go to work on Shabbat, you don't go on Shemitah. Yeah. On Shabbat, it doesn't say that you get triple. On Shemitah, it says you get triple. It says, for 1 year, it doesn't not to go to your field and to live, open the gates and let everybody take it. And you, as the Gemara said, you stay in your house and you look outside, you see everybody climbing on the trees. It says, good. This is called investment. It says, if they do it, I get triple. My produce is going to be triple. Baruch Hashem Alachav. Bless. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is angels. Who is it, angels? Am Yisrael. What? Giborei Choach. You're very strong. What are you talking about? I'm strong. About what? You're strong that you control your habit, that you let yourself open the gates, you let yourself give out everything. You don't sell any of your produce. Oseh dvaro, lishma b'kol dvaro. You know what it is? Oseh dvaro, they do what Hashem said. Lishma, to listen. He says, that's called na'aseh v'nishma. Exactly, says the Gemara, the sentence that we said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu before we got the Ten Commandments, we said na'aseh v'nishma. What does it mean, na'aseh v'nishma? It says, we trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. Let me see what he says. It's full emunah. We didn't ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what is it? What are you going to tell us? What is the Torah all about? It says, no. It says, the Gemara, Am Yisrael accepted everything without asking Hashem, what does it say inside? It says, the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked other angels that represented other nations. Your nation would like to get the Torah. So the angel said, on behalf of my nation, can you tell me what does it say? And then Hashem told him, he says, no, that's too hard for my nation. Thank you very much. I think you should give it to the Jewish people. They will keep it. And here comes the Gemara and says, earth was shaking. Maybe Am Yisrael will not accept it. Hashem will destroy the world. Am Yisrael is not only accepted, they said, Na'aseh v'nishma. We don't want to know nothing. We do it. That's called, we trust. So the Gemara, Chachamim said, we said to Hashem, we trust you. Whatever you tell us, we know it's good for you. We know it's good for us. Vedaber Hashem el Moshe b'Har Sinai. You should know, this parasha starts on Har Sinai. What's Har Sinai? In Har Sinai, we said, Na'aseh v'nishma. This is Har Sinai. It says, Moshe came to Har Sinai, went upstairs. After Hashem said the commandments, was invited upstairs. Hashem told him, come upstairs. I want to talk to you. What are you going to tell me? Now I can tell you all the mitzvot. Before it was only 10 commandments. But because we said Na'aseh v'nishma, Hashem invited Moshe upstairs. And Hashem told him, come, for 40 days, 40 nights, I'll teach you everything. You're going to deliver it to Am Yisrael. He said, you know why? Because if they do this, if they're going to keep it, he says, I'm going to give them everything what I want to give them. They have to prepare themselves. He says, the role model is Shemitah. Vedaber Hashem Moshe b'Har Sinai. He says, Hashem called Moshe, he said, come over here. Right in the Torah, Har Sinai. He said, where? We're talking about Shemitah. He says, Shemitah, Hashem told us on Har Sinai. For what Hashem told us? Not because Hashem wants us to keep Shemitah. Don't plow, don't see. No. Hashem said, the procedure is, if you don't plow, you don't see, you're going to have triple produce. It's a trick. It's like a lotto. You win it. Hashem wants you to win. Hashem does not want you to work so hard. Not to be a workaholic. No, I want to share with you. I came to America in 1970. My wife was expecting. So my father-in-law used to be a rabbi in Paterson, New Jersey. So he drove us to Manhattan. Flower Fifth Avenue. My wife gave birth over there. We left like 1:30 in the morning, Paterson, New Jersey, to go to Manhattan. Route 80 was empty. No one was. I'm not talking about the tolls. That time cost a toll $1. When we got to Manhattan, FDR, no car, nothing. People used to walk from 9 to 5. Today, they walk from 5 to 9. I go from Muncie to Great Neck, 5 o'clock in the morning, the whole highway is jammed. The more you walk, less money you make, not more money you make, because you don't trust Hashem. Shemitah means that you have to trust Hashem, ki hu anotene hakuach lasot chayel. Not you put more hours in the office, you make more money. The opposite. He says, I have to stay more because I'm going to get more orders. I'm going to do this. The opposite. The more you stay, less you trust Hashem. It's not the hours, it's not your effort. It's the bitachon, it's the trust. Is the Emunah El HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the Ashir said one day a lecture in Sfat, and he told his students, whoever is going to decide not to go to work tomorrow, and he trusts Hashem 100%, he doesn't have to go to work anymore. This is one of his students. In the morning, he found on his donkey a package of jewels. It's a whole story, why? But they all came to Ashir, all his students, he said, what happened? How come only one? He said, no, he came at night, and he told his wife, I retired. I'm not going tomorrow. Finished. The Ashir said, if I'll decide it, I don't have to go to work. I decided. It's called Shemitah. Hashem gave us Shemitah to believe. But not to believe. To believe that you're going to have more if you don't work. That's the whole thing. It's not just, I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know He gives me everything. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't care if you believe or you don't believe. But Hashem wants to give us much more than we expect. I says, how do you know? He says, he says, mitzvah shemitah. It's not to plow. It's because you're not going to plow, you're going to get tripled. That's the catch. And that catch is exactly Na'aseh v'nishma. It's parallel to it. Na'aseh v'nishma meant the same thing. As we told Moshe Rabbeinu, we're going to do everything. Let's hear what we got to do. He says, wait a minute. Says the Gemara, one of the goyim told one of the chachamim. He says, how do you take your risk? How do you take a risk like this? You don't know what Hashem is going to tell you. What do you mean you accept everything? So the Chacham told him, he said, this is a Jew. A Jew means he believes in Hashem so much that what Hashem will never, so-called, will give you something that you cannot do that is not good for you. Hashem takes you out of your mother's stomach and He carries you. And eventually, He gives you full hands of fortune into your hands. That's the goal. That's the goal. But it's not that Hashem gives you mitzvot, Hashem wants this, Hashem wants this. No. The mitzvot is only to prepare you to be able to get from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's a preparation thing. It's not, I do this mitzvah, Hashem wants you to do this mitzvah. Hashem doesn't care, says the Gemara. If you do the mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah. You see, Hashem cares. But the mitzvah makes you that you be able to accept the present. Because if you're not able, you won't be able to get it. Hashem is full hands of fortune, 310 worlds of fortune that He wants to give it to you. I said, for this you have to keep the mitzvot. If you don't keep the mitzvot, you won't be able to get it. This is just a preparation. It's like a training. It's like a training course that then you become a so-called a vessel. You open up your hand, it goes into your hand. I know people. Farsim Iranian. They woke up in the morning. I know people. They found a gold coin in the hand. I know it's hard to believe. It's not pooky. I know other stories. But I know personal people. And they didn't make it up because I know more than one of them. They woke up. So of course what it means is Eliyahu Nevi came and put it in the hand. This based on that Gemara. That's what the Rabashi wrote in the Gemara. And says it's called, Ari says that's why we say Val Etzion. This is the punchline of Shacharit, is Val Etzion. Usually people at the Val Etzion are already on the train or in the car already at the toll booth. So after Shmona Esrei, really, don't take it to Kedim before Val Etzion. So what's the big deal? I said, well, Val Etzion, the world stands on the Val Etzion. What do you mean the world stands on Val Etzion? Well, Val Etzion, we say, you know, Mashiach is going to come. What is it to do? You said it already before, after Baruch Hu, you said about it. Again, Kadosh, Kadosh, Kadosh. He said, yeah, yeah. First, before Shmona Esrei, you said what the angels are doing. It's the obligation that you should be called like an angel. And then, after you came in front of Hashem, you ask Hashem, now, he says, now the pipe is open. Hashem wants to give it to your hand. I says, which sentence? The sentence in the middle of a Val Etzion. Baruch Hashem, Yom Yom. Thank God, or Hashem is the root. Every day, Ya'amos lanu. Hashem will load you. Haken Yeshua, Haken Yusela. He is the one that he is your redemption forever. Says the Gemara, what does it mean? He wants to give you his full hands into your hands. And he will stretch your hands until you can say, Lord, listen, enough, I don't know. What should I do with so much money? I don't know what to do with so much money. I have no idea. Says the Gemara, you should know, that happened to Shlomo HaMelech. Shlomo HaMelech, the Gemara says, people used to walk on the street, there were big pieces of gold that people used to just, you know, kick it. He said, listen, I have so much in my house. What do you need more gold for? What am I going to do with this? So much gold. I don't know what to do with this. This is really the bracha. Barshat Bechukotai, the Torah says, see lachem daishet batzir, batzir asig et zarach, temachmur masova. So you can have so much, you don't know what to do with this. This is comes from the emunah of Shemitah. Therefore comes the Gemara and says, listen, if you don't keep Shemitah like it's supposed to keep it, you make business with the produce, you're going to lose everything. What has to do with me because you keep Shemitah? You don't understand. The goal of Shemitah, the whole idea of Shemitah is that Hashem wants to give you. Now, if you don't keep Shemitah, so what do you think? You think you're making it. You're going to lose everything. It's called Midah Keneged Midah. The whole idea of Shemitah is not to keep Shemitah. The whole idea of Shemitah is if you keep Shemitah, Hashem gives you triple. So you don't want to keep Shemitah. It means you don't want triple. I don't want triple. Or whatever. You're going to make the business yourself. You're going to sell the tomato. You're going to sell the grape. Are you going to sell it? You're going to lose all your fortune. You're going to sell your house. You're going to sell yourself to be a slave by a goy. Remember by a goy? This is reminds you. Egypt. You go back to Egypt. You were a slave in Egypt. Ten Commandments. Chag HaShavuot is to restore the emunah. To restore the emunah, says the Gemara. Well, you should know Adam HaRishon did not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem told him, don't eat from the tree, eat from the tree. He doesn't understand. Hashem told you, you don't believe in Hashem. It says, you keep Chag HaShavuot, it says the Gemara Yerushalmi, if you accept on yourself the yoke of Shavuot, it's not yoke of Shavuot, yoke of Torah, it means you have to have emunah. It's called Behar Sinai. You have to always think, Hashem spoke to Moshe on Har Sinai. He told him, the role model of the whole Torah is Shemitah. That's why it says, Nisus Parasha Behar Sinai. This is to teach you. Hashem on Har Sinai told Moshe. So what did he tell him? He told him Shemitah. So what is Shemitah? Shemitah means Hashem wants to give you. He said, Hashem wants to give me? He said, yeah. Read the Gemara. First you be like an angel. I said, what do you mean angel? Angel trusts Hashem. Angel doesn't ask questions. Angel knows Hashem does the right thing. You have to be an angel. He says, where? He says, the role model of Shemitah. He says, the people that keep Shemitah, they're being called angels. Baruch Hu Hashem Alachav, said David HaMelech. Praise HaKadosh Baruch Hu, his angels. They said, what are you referring to, Am Israel? Why are you calling them angels? Giborei Choach. They are strong. Oset varo, they do lishmua b'kol varo, to listen. Says the Gemara, first they do, then they listen. Says the Gemara, yeah. That's called naase v'nishma. So that's the whole purpose of the parasha, is to get us back to Har Sinai, is to get us back all the way to Adam HaRishon. They did not listen. That we have to accept HaKadosh Baruch Hu as our Father, that He gives us, He carries us first from our mother's stomach, and then He gives it to us. He gives us, but He has a lot of portion to give us. And that's the whole purpose of Chag HaShavuot. We should reach that level. That's what Aris says. HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges the fruits on Chag HaShavuot to see what taste they have. I said, what does it mean? It means, what kind of energy you're going to get in your neshama. I said, what do you mean? It has to do how much you really believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How much you trust Him. How much you know that He wants you to keep the mitzvot, not because He wants you to keep the mitzvot. Because this is just a tool how to get whatever He wants to give you. It's not, I do a mitzvah, I did the mitzvah. No. Hashem doesn't care less, the Gemara says, if you slaughter an animal, how you slaughter an animal, if you shake lulav, or you build the sukkah, I think, who cares? But through the 613 mitzvot, you prepare your body to be called an angel. And one of the biggest mitzvot is called Shemitah. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Listen, if you don't keep Shemitah, you're going to go out of Eretz Israel. You're going to go to exile. I'm going to take away Eretz Israel from you. So why? Because you didn't keep Shemitah? No. Because if you don't keep Shemitah, you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You think because you're going to plow, you're going to have produce. You don't understand. Produce is from Hashem. Hashem will prove it to you. You don't plow and you have triple. So what does it mean? It's not the plowing. Why are you plowing? Plowing means you don't believe in Hashem. If you don't believe in Hashem, it means the Naaseh v'Nishma that we said on our Sinai are not valid anymore. Because it's no Naaseh, no Nishma, you don't believe. I said, for this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us out to exile. Not because we didn't keep Shemitah. Because we cancel Naaseh v'Nishma. We cancel the statement or said varo lishmua b'kol varo. They do and they listen. You don't do and they don't listen. You don't listen. Why are you doing it? Go out of Israel. And this is really what the Gemara says, that the curses, this week's parasha, parasha b'chukotai as well, should be read before Chag HaShavuot. Why? Says the Gemara Yerushalmi. Because Chag HaShavuot, if you accept the Naaseh v'Nishma, Hashem considers that you never sin in your lifetime. Never. Hashem erased everything. He says, because this is not Seven Ishma. Says the Gemara, that's what happened. We stood on Har Sinai, Hashem erased everything. Says the Gemara, Paskazu Homatan. When Israel said now Seven Ishma, they were standing in front of Har Sinai, Hashem waived all the sins. This is a person every year, Chag HaShavuot, says the Gemara, can do the same job. This is Hashem waives all the Gezerot from a person. But he has to have the idea of Shemitah in his hand. In his head, it's called Naaseh v'Nishma. And it says, this is the preparation for Chag HaShavuot, says Ari, that you really had emunah in Hashem. You have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that you trust, that He, Ki Hu, Amatlen Lecha Koach La'asot Chayel. Says the Torah, don't even think for a second, Kochi Ve'otzem Yadi Asalit Chayel, as you see, Baruch Hashem, Hashem, you see what I did. You should never think in your head that you did anything. Hashem does everything for you. He said He wants you to get it. But this is where Gemara says you need those five things to be called the son of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that He takes care of you. But the first thing is Shemitah. In the top of the list is Shemitah. That's how important Eretz Israel to keep Shemitah. That's what Hashem gave us, that mitzvah. That's what Gemara says. All the mitzvot are going to be learned from Shemitah. Why you put filling? Say Shemitah. Why you put tzitzit? Shemitah. Why you shake lulav? Shemitah. Why you make kiddush? Shemitah. Everything is Shemitah, Shemitah, Shemitah. Because the end of the mitzvot is receiving from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're not doing for Him anything. Hashem wants to give it to you, but you have to prepare yourself to be able to get it. This is Shemitah is the role model. I said, but it's not the Shemitah. It's the emunah of Shemitah. It's the emunah that a person has to know that he is doing just a little bit. Hashem does the job. He doesn't do anything. When you have this, the Gemara says, the Zohar said, "B'Shavuot atidin lemetak megaluta." Shavuot said, "Zohar, expect HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take you out of exile." What has this to do with this? He said, "Listen, When you don't keep Shemitah, you go to exile because you have no Emunah. Shavuot is the holiday of Emunah. Says the Rambam, you know why you believe in Hashem? Not because of miracles. You believe in Hashem because of Chag HaShavuot, because of Ten Commandments. Because Ten Commandments, what are Ten Commandments? Because it's Naaseh V'Nishma. It says Naaseh V'Nishma that we said once, this is the root of the Emunah. V'Zchut HaEmunah, you come back to Israel. Says the Gemara, V'Zchut HaEmunah Nigalim. Am Israel are going to back to Israel because they believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is how you can believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is Chag HaShavuot, it's called Naaseh V'Nishma. It says, I'm ready to do anything without questions. Then one question, then you have no Emunah. But again, it's not that Hashem wants you to have Emunah. The Emunah is only a tool to get from Hashem what He wants to give you. He wants to give you the 310 worlds of fortune. He'll give it to you if you have Emunah. It says, Shemitah is the role model of Emunah. Then all the mitzvot, why do you shake lulav? Hashem said, I believe shaking lulav, that helps me at the end of the day to get fortune in my hands. All the mitzvot is so-called one unit in order for Hashem to be able to give us what He wants to give us. It's not that we shake lulav for Him. It's not we eat kosher food for Him. But if you eat kosher food 100% and you keep Shabbat 100%, it means you prepare yourself to get the fortune. And this is what the Zohar said. The Shavuot, every year Shavuot, if you accept on yourself Naaseh V'Nishma, every year, Hashem will take us back from exile. So why are you in exile? In exile because you have no Emunah. If you have Emunah, if you would have Emunah, you wouldn't be in exile. He says, now you have Emunah. He says, this work. Now you come to Eretz Israel. Now you come back. This is Shavuot, is the holiday of Emunah, but a total Emunah. A person has to believe 100% that Ki hu anoten lecha koach lasot chayel. He does everything for you. Those are the five conditions what the Gemara says, and this is the secret of this week's parasha, and this is the Haftarah we're going to read. That Yirmiyahu HaNavi said, Arua geber asher yuftach ba'agam, v'sam ba'basar zro. You read the Haftarah on Shabbat, you hear Yirmiyahu HaNavi curses. Curses the guy that trusts a person. Arua geber. Very, very strange language. Curse a person that trusts a person. What's the big deal? So I trust him. So, he cursed me. You can tell, you know, okay, it's not the right thing. It's a trust Hashem. Yirmiyahu HaNavi, after all, cursed the person. Arua geber. Asher yiftach ba'adam. He trusts the person. V'samba basar zor. Umin Hashem yasur libo. He said, it means you're not a believer. Are you not a believer? He says, curse this person. Why curse this person? He says, because the whole idea of this world is emunah to believe in the Kaddish Baruch. Baruch HaGeber Asher yiftach ba'Hashem. V'ya Hashem yiftachor. Bless the person. This is what? Because we were created to believe. Not because Hashem wants you to believe. Because Hashem wants to give it to you. He thinks that man, this customer, is going to give him the order. He thinks this customer will do this. This guy will do this. My salesman left. Somebody tried to steal my salesman. He said, my sales lady was in the elevator. Somebody saw my sales lady. And he said, okay, she came and she quit. And then the owner died. He says, you don't trust Hashem. It's not the salesman said, Baal Shem Tov, nobody can steal Parnasa from you. Oh, somebody's like a competition against me. No one, says Yirmiyahu HaNavi, can take anything. Baruch HaGeber Asher Yiftach BaHashem. That's called Naaseh V'Nishma. That's what Chachamim decided to give this Haftarah this Shabbat. Because this is the root of the Emunah before Chag HaShavuot. Hashem wants to give it to you. It's not the customer, it's not the salesman, it's not the business. It's straight from Hashem in your hand. You can wake up in the morning, you can find a gold coin in your hand. Gold coin in your hand. I saw a gold coin already. This is Emunah, Shuta. If you believe in Hashem, He does, He gives it to you. This is the goal. This you can get only in Chag HaShavuot. You get back to the original status like you never seen. It's not that you seen and Hashem gave you forgiveness. Hashem forgive you. No, you never sin in your life. Because that's called Naaseh V'Nishma. Mr. said Naaseh V'Nishma, Hashem waved all the sins. Paskazo Homatan, says the Gemara, the dirt of the snake vaporized from our system because we believe that you have to hold on to it all the time to fall in a trap. But this Chag HaShavuot, this is a new start, says the Gemara, it doesn't say, Beikraftem, Seirizim, it says, Va'atitem. It says, you do this gold on Chag HaShavuot in Beit HaMikdash was that everybody so-called got a new system, a new soul inside. It's called, it became a son of Hashem to accept what Hashem wants to give us, and He'll give us to us this service that Hashem will go to us. Amen. Amen. Fell down? So.